Aloha. Welcome back to the Pioneer Inn and the wonderful race that we just had, the Victoria to Maui race. We have another couple finishers in, and the one we're going to talk to now is a family affair. We've got the owner and skipper, Thomas Booth, and we also got Paul Michael here, the navigator, and they're here to tell some stories just about exactly what's going down over there. And I know they came to a big storm, and they might tell you about that, but here they are. I want to hear some of your challenges and some of your rewards that were left your race memorable to you.
It started off as a pretty typical race with the standard weather patterns off the Pacific. And we started down and did our normal routine, except high pressure kind of came over the area and it calmed us for a few days. And it was kind of a mixed blessing and gave us a chance to kind of relax and air everything out and do some things that we don't normally get to do on the race, like enjoy the scenery. But then we wanted to keep moving on, so we hooked into some better wind and we were moving south, and then we encountered a little bit too much wind. So it was very challenging towards the end. We got hit with some thunder squalls that were unexpected.
Were those the last storms that was this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the storms that were just here just now.
Kind of caught us by surprise, but we've had good training, and the safety requirements of the race committee had all of our equipment on board, and we knew how to use it, and so we just took it as it came, and we had the camaraderie of some other boats there on the course. The sailing vessel Kinetic, under the command of David Sutcliffe, was very reassuring, and we shared information along the way, and we looked out for each other. And one of the things that was very emotional for me was the fact that despite chasing each other down the coast 2,400 some miles, Dave on Kinetic was willing to stay back for us as he had found some favorable wind and pulled ahead just to make sure that we were going to be safe and get through that storm okay. And that meant a lot to us and the entire crew.
That was great with Dave being right next to us. It's kind of a fun cat and mouse game where
you could physically see their boat.
Yes, we could see his spinnaker and he could see ours.
That's amazing when you're traveling that long of distances that you could. We can't even see Lanai sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So as far as
That was a real memorable experience being able to see Dave and Kinetic so close. Normally we don't see any other boats until we get here, and then we might see some boats off of Maui here.
Right.
But I think we were with Dave for almost 4 days where we could see him off and on all the time, the whole time.
So you were happy with your path that you ended up choosing and that?
It was more of a traditional path. It was a little bit conservative. When the high pressure set up, I was really surprised and befuddled to see a group of boats split off to the north. And they were becoming like a few extra days.